Hey, buddy, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zirin. I'm joined by the official birthday boy, Rich Stambolian.
Happy birthday, Rich. Woo! Thanks, man. I'm 17. I got that Benjamin Button disease. I'm going backwards.
Dude, you are the oldest 17-year-old.
America's cutest teenager.
America's cutest teenager, Rich Stambolian, right here. What are you doing for your birthday?
After this, I'm going to go to Alamo Drafthouse in the city and see Thor. I'm very excited to have a fancy cocktail while I watch this movie.
You and your very Greek wife.
Me and my very Greek wife, yes. My very Greek wife and I will go see a movie and then hang out in Manhattan, have a few drinks.
You're gonna get wrecked?
I don't know.
Are you gonna become monster rich or no?
I never become monster rich.
No, I become
sleepy rich.
You become very sleepy and very loving.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're ready to take me to bed.
Horny.
And no.
That's
Dude,
horny
did
Harry.
You see Horny Harry's video?
No.
He put out a very horny video. About babes.
This
you got to see it.
Really?
You got to see it.
This looks like a case for Horny Harry.
Guys, this is a show all about professional wrestling. Not that you would know from the topics to start the show. We like to have fun here. This is a little bit of a different show. It's a wacky show. I like having fun. Oh, look at this. Kyle Masters, Elite POV. Happy birthday, Rich.
Ooh, thanks.
Love you guys. Very cool. Love the community here. Yeah, man. If this is the first time you're tuning in, I think we've picked up a lot of new viewers. We changed the way that our show is presented on iTunes.
Yeah,
it kind of falls under the F4W umbrella now because that's primarily what we're on, and we picked up a bunch of people. And dude, I absolutely love the feedback. It's either like, hey, get to the news, right? Which, listen, if that's what you want, I do two other shows. And there's a bunch of other shows on Observer. This one, it's a lot of fun. We're two pals, known each other for 23 years.
Get to the news, bro.
Yeah. We like to dick around a little bit.
It's still better than...
And I give you some scoops.
That is true. It's still better than Where's Denise, which we used to get.
Where's Denise? Where's Brian? Where's Vinny?
Why aren't you guys Brian and or Vinny?
I want Craig. I get a lot of that. They all want Craig. I want Craig, too. Craig is the best.
Who's Craig?
You never met Craig.
I never met Craig.
I don't think you met Craig. Craig's awesome. Love Craig. Listen, if you're watching this live, if you're listening to this on any of the platforms, make sure you subscribe to us. It's a huge help when you do. When you go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/MattMenPodcast, you can subscribe there. Subscribe to us on F4W. We're on the F4W page as well. And we're everywhere podcasts are available. And if you really want to help us, hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast app. Hey, Rich, we got an ad next week.
Very nice.
We got Hover back on the show, our friends at Hover.
Can't wait.
Hover.com/MattMen. You get 10% off your first purchase of a domain name. You could even start doing it now, guys. Go over there. Buy a domain name. Buy something fun. It's Rich's birthday. You know what? Don't tip us. Go buy a domain name.
I have had my domain name with Hover for almost, over 10 years. And they are the best. Not just saying that because we get ads from them, but they're really fantastic.
I that's how I met them. I use their service. I transfer everything to them. Whatever. We'll talk about it next week. I'm not going to waste your time with this now.
Oh, look at that. Bachelor 3000, 1999. Happy birthday, PMX. I'm going to get that.
You are the PMX.
Try to get some of that P word later.
Oh, boy. Pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
Yeah. Dude, you're in the city. Get some good pizza.
Get some pizza.
Let's start out. Where do you want to go? Let's start the show.
Where do I want to go? Let's see. I don't want to talk about the Vince stuff, but I guess we have to.
Yeah, let's just go through it quick.
So apparently, reporters Joe Palazzolo, great name, and Ted Mann from the Wall Street Journal.
Irish guy.
I'm going to say this the right way, discussed Vince McMahon's hush money story on Busted Open Radio.
The Wall Street Journal, disgust, he wrote.
Yeah, he wrote disgust, like it's disgusting.
Not disgust, like having it disgusted.
He's not here now. I don't know if you heard him. He had to go install
his refrigerator.
New refrigerator that he's going to fill with bodies.
Yeah.
So apparently these guys began working on this story like months ago in April.
Yeah. Yeah, they were working on the story. They first got wind of this in March. They started working on the story. They went on Busted Open Radio. They said it was, like you said, it was since April. When they first heard about the initial special committee investigation regarding, they also said that this is clearly a governance issue. We write for investors, and when the board of directors is investigating something like this, it's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, now this gets me thinking, like, okay, they kind of put their stance, like, this isn't a hit piece. They're not trying to, this is a investigation in the corporate world. This is something that they do. But here's the interesting thing, right? Who's the one that sent this to the Wall Street Journal? Who's the person that mentioned this to the Wall Street Journal? Because, there's a bigger story to this. I don't want to deep dive into it right now, but there's definitely a bigger story as to what the straw that broke the camel's back, if this was someone, a member of the board or a member of the staff or, whoever reported this to the Wall Street Journal about this investigation happening. That's an interesting piece to this puzzle that we don't know.
Do you think we'll ever know?
I think so.
Do you think it's going to be somebody close to the situation?
I don't know.
Not even close to the situation, but close to... and this is an interesting question. Do you think it could be somebody close to Vince that's in a high position at the company that initially leaked this?
It's very possible.
And if so, would that count as like corporate espionage?
No, it wouldn't. I think, you always, when something like this happens, you always want it to be due to the greater purpose. And that's this guy may have done alleged sexual misconduct, right? Obviously there's corporate misconduct here, definitely in some capacity, but you would imagine someone wanted to be a whistleblower and couldn't stomach this not getting exposed, right? If that's the case, you kind of wanted that to be more of the story rather than it to be corporate, strong arming and
like a power play. What if this was a power play?
It's very
what are the legalities of a corporate power play in this regard?
You want my theory? I would say very possible.
Yeah.
I lean towards that for sure.
Wow. Interesting.
For sure. Because the board, if there's an investigation on the board, or it was somebody at the law firm that was doing it and they kind of wanted this to become a story. There's an angle with a lot of these things, and I hate using that term because this is a serious situation that shouldn't have any kind of... they did it to get him out and they didn't do it to expose his acts, And when something like that happens, this is going to be a bigger story, I think. Listen, or it just dissipates. There wasn't that much buzz with the second round of the story.
Right.
Right. And the second round is the bigger part of the story where
huge,
$7.5 million settlement for which we have not talked about. Right. $7.5 million settlement to a former female wrestler that claimed, according to the Wall Street Journal, that she was coerced in a sexual act with the boss. And when she no longer wanted to continue this, she was penalized and not renewed.
Right.
So that is a major problem. That's a tremendous issue. That's a huge story. The fact that this happened in 2005, there's another piece to the puzzle where this happened in 2005, then the deal was done in 2018. There's that piece to this. There's a lot of moving parts. Also, all the other settlements, right? The John Laurinaitis stuff. This is a much bigger piece.
So either this you think is going to get swept under the rug or there's going to be more exposure in the coming weeks and months.
It doesn't. Listen, any other company, this... If it was Vince McMahon, the chairman of whatever company, and these were the allegations and this was what the investigation discovered, there's no way this guy would be even remotely anywhere near the company.
Right.
He would be told to go home. Not move until the investigation is done.
Go home, Steve.
Yeah. But it's wrestling. And did I tell you this?
A friend of mine
reached out to me. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. He writes for a big publication. Mm-hmm. Reached out to me with the story and he said, is this real or is this pro wrestling bullshit? Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
I obviously respond. I'm like, yeah, haha, it's real. He goes, oh, are you sure? So, maybe there is a little bit of that. Maybe there is a little bit of that media burnout where, they've gotten burned by wrestling. They kayfabe them for so long where something like this happens where you're kind of going, it comes on your desk and you're like, well, do I want to take the time? Because it may be real, may not be real.
Carney.
I think it's ridiculous that people think that, but I couldn't believe that that's what came across,
This is a carny business.
It's a very carny business. So,
especially, I think, the carny days are over, but I do think WWE could possibly still be the most carny of them all.
I think so.
Corporate carny.
Yeah. Dude, that corporate stuff is so interesting to me. Let's see.
They pulled the Vince McMahon Netflix series.
Yes. Denise Salcedo, our very own Denise Salcedo. She's here, by the way. We keep her away. We put her away. We take her and we put her into a little cupboard. Mm-hmm. Denise reported that her source at Netflix said that the docuseries reportedly has been indefinitely pulled from the schedule. So, interesting. I mean, right timing, right? How do you tell that story without this now? You know?
Yeah, dude. Really nuts. I was, this is the one that had Bradley Cooper as Vince, right? Or am I thinking of something else? Am I thinking of like a Hogan? No, I'm thinking of the Hogan thing.
You're thinking of the Hogan
thing. That Hogan series that was, I think it was Chris Hemsworth and as Hogan and Bradley Cooper as Vince.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. What happened with that, dude?
Right. Which I think is still in like production hell, but like I remember being very excited to see that.
Yeah.
Both takes. How do you think Hemsworth would be as Hogan?
You know, he looks really jacked in Thor.
Yeah.
It just
shaved the top of his head.
Yeah, but how? Like Hogan, it's not like a silent guy that you could get that kind of looks like him. Mm-hmm. Because anybody that you get that looks like Hulk Hogan is going to look absurd.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Right? Like it won't be taken serious. So you have to get like this hot stud to mm-hmm. play Hulk Hogan.
Brother,
if I only had full. Can you imagine if Hogan had his hair? How unstoppable he would have been.
Oh my God. Just a full, like a Ric Flair classic.
No. The Thor hair. He has the Thor hair.
Oh, yeah.
The long blonde Thor hair. I mean, big. Imagine how he would have been president of the world.
Do you think so?
Yeah. A big yellow hot dog.
You know, I feel like his hair at the time was appropriate. That's the only time he could have gotten away with
it. A lot of dads had that haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, and that's what made us think that he was probably a trucker. For his real job when we were kids.
Yeah, great job. There was no mention of WWE announcement for Sasha Banks. Denise Salcedo also said that Sasha will be appearing at C2E2 convention August 6th and 7th. No mention of WWE. Mm-hmm. She was billed under Mercedes Vernado, her name.
Yeah.
Fightful Select added, other conventions that reached out were told no till 2023. Others were given a firm rate. Wrestling-related appearances are said not to happen till at least January 1st. So did you follow this ESPY stuff? The ESPY Awards, WWE Moment of the Year?
I did not, actually.
I'm going to give you these moments, and you tell me what was your moment, okay? Cody returns at WrestleMania. Big moment, right?
Yeah.
Steve Austin stuns everybody. Theory, Vince, Pat McAfee at WrestleMania 38, Night 2.
Mm-hmm.
Undertaker gets inducted to the Hall of Fame speech, and he delivers a bizarre sermon. He was very...
Where's my waiter?
Is that what he was doing? and Big E cashes in that Money in the Bank briefcase to win the WWE title.
Cody,
right?
Don't Cody.
I mean, Austin stunning everybody was fantastic.
But that, I mean, that happens anytime Austin is around.
Might be the last time he stuns Vince.
I don't think so, man. I think... you know what? That's true. I'm going Cody. How about you?
You want to see my Vince taking a stunner?
Please.
Just melt it. ESPYs air Wednesday on ABC. The full... Okay, here we go. I don't care for the rest. WrestleMania 38 generated $206.5 million for Dallas-Fort Worth area. I was told... I think New York did like $300 million a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which is tremendous, right? SummerSlam ticket sales per WrestleTix... Available tickets. There's about 6,000 tickets available. Current setup is at 36,000, and they have 30,000 tickets distributed. So we'll probably get around 34,000. I mean, when it all said and done, they'll announce 42,000. I'm willing to bet that they will. That's what they're going to announce. Rich, big news last night. They finally announced All Out is officially announced for the Now Arena in Huffman Estates.
Your favorite place on
my favorite place on the whole planet. Dynamite Wednesday, August 31st, Rampage Friday, September 2nd, and All Out September 4th. They've also announced Arthur Ashe, obviously, for September 21st. So a lot of big shows coming back to back. Very excited. And let's see. You want to go into... Oh, Ric Flair. Let's talk about this.
Yes. Let's talk about Ric Flair. I'm doing my best with this screen, by the way.
Is it that bad?
It's... Look at that. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Either I need new glasses or...
You know what? Can you turn the screen off and on? Press that button on the...
This one?
Yeah. Does that do anything? No, don't hold it down. There you go.
I held it down.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now put it on. You might have lost it. All right. Let's
Wild. All right. Let's keep it moving.
Ric Flair's last match. They added Ricky and Kerry Morton with Robert Gibson versus Brian Pillman Jr. and Brock Anderson with Arn Anderson.
Wow.
No news on Flair's opponent. This is interesting. Who's going to face this guy? You know, they booked this match, and they don't have anybody. Or maybe they do, and they're just waiting till the last minute.
This makes me think it's going to be like a big old surprise.
Yeah, but if you wait this long, it better be good. It can't be.
Lethal would be fine.
You know what? If they had announced Lethal from the beginning, I think it would have been fine.
As Black Machismo.
As Black Machismo, I would have loved it.
Yeah.
I don't think Lethal will live up to the hype for people in their heads. Okay. I don't know what people want, but to me, I always said it should be Lethal.
Sting.
Again.
I think the irony of Sting being his last opponent would be at the heyday of Sting, Flair would walk him through those matches, right?
Yeah.
Now I think it would have to be the opposite, where like Sting would have to carry him.
I don't know. Maybe, I mean, 74 years old, right? 74-year-old Flair, last match.
Does he take a bump?
Oh, yeah. He's going to do all of it.
Two bumps?
You think he'll do the turnbuckle flip?
I think he'll do the turnbuckle flip.
He'll try it and fail at it. I don't know, guys. Who do you want to see as his opponent? I think Jay Lethal would be a smart pick, but I think they should have announced that from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else?
By the way, All Out pre-sale begins for All Out in under 30 minutes. Here's an update. You can do the pre-sale code back now. Huff.
Hoff.
It's H-O-F-F.
Yeah. Hoff.
Hoff.
No U in it.
PW Insiders also reported that J-H-E-L-A-D 2014 is also a code. Patreon subscriber W. This is as of WrestleTix. Actually, I should not be reading this because this is his.
Oh,
never mind. I should not have read that.
Let's scratch that.
Yeah, scratch that out.
Move on. Kota Ibushi provided an update on his shoulder injury. He says it's worse. My shoulder won't move at all, so I probably overdid it for many years. Says he can't even do a push-up. That's effed up.
Dude, I get that.
Guy's been through a lot.
Yeah. The guy's been through a lot. This is where Kenny was for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he just needs a couple. But he's not young, Kota Ibushi.
He's 40.
Is he 40?
Yeah. He's like 39, 40.
I feel like he was 38 like 5 years ago. He's been habitually 40, 38 the whole time, right?
He's Minoru Suzuki's age.
Let's see.
He's Minoru Suzuki.
He's 40, yeah. He's born May 21st. Oh, he just turned. He's a Taurian.
What?
He's a Taurian.
Oh.
Let's see. Yeah, he's not doing great. All right. Where do you want to go, Rich?
Let's see. It looks like you want to do some quick WWE highlights?
Yeah.
Apparently, many people felt that SmackDown was kind of phoned in last week.
14 minutes of matches.
Wow. Yeah, Roman Reigns, Paul Heyman, the Bloodline, taking up the first part of the show. Liv Morgan and Ronda Rousey was set up for SummerSlam. Do you think Liv holds on to that belt? Or do you think it's one of those things where it's like, well, put the belt on her and then have a big SummerSlam moment with Ronda where she takes the belt back and then it makes headlines.
Yeah, I would like to see Liv with the title. I don't think she should beat Ronda because there's more equity in Ronda holding the title and being over. But if Ronda's not as over, what's the point?
Yeah.
Oh, he's back.
He's back. This guy.
Dude, he just eats dirt. Shoves dirt.
I don't know
in
why that's so funny.
Nobody knows what we're talking about. There we go. Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see Liv with the title a little bit, but maybe they'll have a great match. I think it was her time. They're obviously trying to change things up here.
Are they?
Right? Like, Liv is younger.
Yes.
Right? They're pushing her a little bit. Austin Theory obviously is getting pushed. Braun Breaker, we know, is the future when he comes up to the roster. They're trying some things. Montez Ford, you know, a lot of focus on him. They're attempting.
Yeah. Let's hope it sticks.
Max Dupree showcased the Maximum Male Models tennis collection. I am one of them. I am a Mansoor right now. This is what he was wearing, right? What are these the shorts he was wearing?
Yeah, like super short shorts. Those are so close to the color of your skin that it's not even funny.
Yeah, I want to get to that color.
That's your goal?
Yeah.
What about
terracotta?
What about that color?
Oh, yuck. He's transparent. I want to become terracotta.
Just... like
that's the color I want to be.
Like kind of like a burnt orange.
Yeah.
Like that, like the color of the rock right there.
I ordered new tanning oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Maui Girl.
Oh boy.
You gotta see this.
I don't think this is a healthy combination. I'm gonna say this right now.
No, I've lost my mind.
Maui Girl tanning lotion and using a pizza peel as a reflector.
Yeah.
I think you're headed towards like a severe George Hamilton style.
I can't wait, man. That's the look I want.
Are you tan obsessed?
I am.
Is this
definitely body dysmorphia. 100%.
Is this gonna be like one of those Bravo shows where it's like addicted to tanning?
I'm not addicted. I feel good when I tan.
Okay. Right. Well, I mean, that's what
it's
addiction is.
It's the only
is.
Thing that brings me joy in life.
Right.
That's, is that what addiction
that's
is?
That's what addiction
okay,
is.
Shit. I got a problem.
It's the only thing that makes me feel joy. I do it constantly because I need it to make me feel
good. I yell at the family. I'm like, I have no time to get in a couple minutes outside.
Daddy's tanning. It's Tandrew time.
It's Tandrew. Mansoor shorts are definitely, definitely out of my closet. Drew McIntyre and Sheamus were supposed to have a number one contender match for Clash at the Castle. Sheamus claimed that he had COVID and Butch wrestled instead.
Right.
Drew cut the ropes with his sword. Great. There was a total of 14 minutes of wrestling on this show. On Raw, Brock Lesnar referred to Roman Reigns as a hog he was going to slaughter. This led up to him being interrupted by Heyman and Theory. Theory tries to set him by having Alpha Academy attack Brock. Brock killed everybody. All right, that was pretty much the core of it. All right, SummerSlam card so far, and then we'll go right into NXT, AEW. I'm skipping NXT because it was absolutely terrible.
You know,
I don't like that show.
I've been wildly turned off by it. Like every time I put it on, and it's not like a cynical thing. I really want to like it and enjoy it. But every time I put on NXT, there's something odd about it where I'm like, I don't find this entertaining. You know, like even at some points less so than like a Raw.
Oh, it's not. You know? It needs to be an hour. I think that show, if it was an hour, it would be so much better.
Yes.
It would be so much better. Last Man Standing match. Undisputed WWE Universal Championship between Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. SmackDown Women's Champion Liv Morgan defends against Ronda Rousey. Based on house shows, could Natalya be added? Let's consider that. Pat McAfee and Happy Corbin. This should be a fun match. United States Champion Bobby Lashley defends against Austin Theory, the Money in the Bank winner. Undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions, the Usos, defend against the Street Profits. I think the Street Profits should win this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think this will be a nice little thing. Montez Ford getting bigger and bigger. He tweeted out this photo of him just going, "Mah," and he was like, not even my final four.
Amazing.
I want this dude to be like 330 pounds.
Well, that's the thing,
all
right?
Muscle.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
Brian Cage. I want him to take his head, put it on Brian Cage's body. That's it. That's what I want.
Gender, man. Like, that's like... I feel like there's a lot to be said for that gender / Drew McIntyre method of just like showing up like effing jacked.
Cody did the same thing. Cody showed up jacked.
I don't think that's as jacked as he could. I bet you he's gonna show up.
Triple
like,
H.
Crazy jacked, dude.
I think his head isn't big enough.
No, he's gonna be like
he would just be a giant tattoo.
Oh, he's gonna be like a thick neck guy.
Do you think when
he
gets big, his tattoo gets bigger too?
Absolutely.
Just starts taking over him.
Starts glowing.
Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Logan Paul in The Miz, Ciampa versus AJ Styles. By the way, very into this. If it doesn't become a tag match with The Miz and Paul, I hope it doesn't become a tag match, and I hope this is a singles match because I'm looking forward to that. Shinsuke Nakamura and Gunther also very much looking. This card is not bad.
It's not.
Really? Okay. I want you guys to just let's remove the dislike that they do.
Yeah.
That, okay. WWE does. Shinsuke Nakamura and Walter on any card would be a great match.
Yeah.
Okay, into that. Ciampa, AJ Styles. That's a match that everybody wants to see. I'm into that. Logan Paul and The Miz. You know what? I'm kind of into that stupid match. Because he had a good show in Logan Paul when he did that tag match. I want to see what he could do.
Absolutely.
Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch. You know it's going to be a good match. That tag match is going to be a good match. Mm-hmm. Pat McAfee's going to do something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You got that Brock Lesnar-Roman Reigns match, which... listen, do I want to see it again? No. Will it be a good match? I'm sure it'll be a 4-star match.
Here's the thing with Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee fills that Shane McMahon role now.
Yeah. That's my new son.
Yeah. That's I like said. Him more.
Who doesn't like Pat? Athlete. Unbelievable. So that's the card. Listen, you could crap on the build, but on paper, again, I talk about this all the time, on paper, right? Like when I get a call from WWE,
yeah,
they're so excited. Like someone will be like, hey, listen, you know, we're going to have, I'm just throwing this. Ciampa and AJ Styles in a program.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, man, that sounds great. Cool. Yeah. That sounds great. How does it play out?
Right.
Who the F knows? But, I mean, on paper, it looks great. This is a pretty stacked SummerSlam. I mean, what else would you have added to? I mean, where's Edge? That's a question, right? Where's Edge? Well, where's Balor?
WWE released that promo picture of a dude's hand and like part of his leg.
Yeah.
And folks are going crazy thinking it's Bray Wyatt.
I know. No matter how many times they tell you it's Edge.
Or that it's going to be a returning Edge, you know.
As a vampire?
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Do you want him to like fly?
I want him Batwings? To. I want him to do all sorts of zany supernatural shit.
Okay. I got it. Okay. Take all the supernatural guys. Put them in one group. Okay.
Yes.
Undertaker.
Yep.
Kane.
Yep.
Bring him back. I'm telling you. Undertaker, Kane, Edge, you could put him in there.
Yeah.
Balor as his weirdo thing. You could do Karrion Kross's weirdo thing. Bray. Who else did I have that's like a mutant guy there?
I think Priest is a good spooky
Damian
guy.
Damian Priest is a great spooky guy. Put him in there too.
Yeah. And then I think Rhea Ripley could be more spookette. Spooky.
Total spookette.
Spookette.
It's a spookette. That's how you say spooky in Italian. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
AEW Dynamite results. Let's see. The show started off with Wardlow and Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy's over. Do you like Jane better or do you like the Pixies that he had prior? You like his older theme or you like the new one that he has?
I like the older theme.
I like the older theme better.
Yeah.
I thought it got over. That older theme totally got over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what? It was an okay match. You know, some criticism. I think Wardlow... You know, the thing about Wardlow is he's not used to selling. And he needs to start selling more because he's having longer matches. And it just doesn't look right, him selling. Like, he took a spot on the outside. He took the head to the pillar.
Yeah, you know?
And he did, like, he put his hands there first, and it was, like, a half a mile per hour when he did it, you know? It just didn't look great.
Well, I think that's why they're putting him in the ring with guys like Scorp and Orange, who are fantastic workers.
Yeah, little by little.
They'll build him up to that main event.
They got something with him, though.
Absolutely. People love him. If
Wardlow.
He's going to get more jacked.
He's big. He's a big boy. Love it. Dude, and you know what? He came out of nowhere. He wasn't one of the indie darlings.
No.
He wasn't an MJF. He wasn't any of these guys. He was just a big dude that they got and they signed. And everyone was like, who the hell is Wardlow? What's a Wardlow? Remember that? Yeah. It was all online. What's a Wardlow?
With a big guy with a good look.
Big guy with a good look. He wants to, you know, he did an interview, I think. And I think that the interview was like, I want the babes to cheer for me.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. That's old school. He's a handsome guy.
Handsome guy.
Might as well play into that. The best friends. The breast friends.
We're the breast friends.
Tried to cheat at the start. Chainsaw, they got kicked out. Danhausen under the ring. Wardlow wins with a powerbomb, and he shakes Orange Cassidy's hand at the end. They did a nice little fist bump. This led into a great promo by Chris Jericho.
Oh, boy, okay?
He was kind of channeling that older, when he did the...
That Nick Bockwinkel.
The Nick Bockwinkel, the Nick Bockwinkel stuff. I thought that was a great Jericho, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Very underrated world championship run that he had. Nobody cared about it because it was on SmackDown in a dead period.
That's also when he went from being a tights guy to an underwear
undies. Yeah, he became an undie guy. Chris tells in his promo, tells Kingston he accepts his challenge for... Okay, this is the wording that... This got me very confused. They called it a barbed wire everywhere match.
Yes.
But on the flyer, it says barbed wire death match.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that they didn't want to say death before 10 o'clock on TV?
Possibly.
I don't know. I reached out to someone about that because I was so confused because this was another one of my, did Andrew manifest something, right?
Okay.
I could have sworn that Ring of Honor pay-per-view was announced to be on VR.
Yes.
I got nothing but complaints saying that was never announced. Who told you this? Is this a scoop? And I'm like, dude, I think it's public.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have said something. It ended up being public. This is one of those things. They put out a flyer last week saying it was a barbed wire death match, and then they called it whatever. They called it an everywhere match.
Yeah. Okay. I'm cool with it being like, because the way he said it yesterday, it made me think that there's going to be like barbed wire on the entrance ramp.
That's how I took it.
Surrounding the ring.
Yeah.
On the announce table.
In the crowd.
On the crowd.
Yeah.
Imagine if they just, they're like,
wrap
people in barbed wire in the crowd and you want to be part of the show?
You know what? Can I? I'm gonna say something, okay?
Sure.
I miss the old lights on the crowd. I don't like that they went back to the original way. I think Tony made a big mistake here. He listened to the wrong people.
Listened to the wrong podcast.
I don't want to see the guy in the Sting mask five rows down doing the metal sign all freaking show, okay? I could not get over that man.
That guy's Sting makeup was more on the sad side, and he looked like
a sad pagliaccio.
It looked like Norwegian, like black metal corpse paint, you know, like those church burning guys.
Yeah.
It looked like that more than Sting, which whatever, man. Like whatever. More power to him, you know. Like,
I think when they're on the outside, it doesn't look bad when they're wrestling in the ring, but when they go to the outside, and I noticed it a lot in that Hager and Cesaro match. It just looks weird to see the crowd with no lighting on.
Yeah.
Like, I want that orange light. I thought it gave a better look to this thing. Maybe that's me. Listen, I don't know why people had a problem with it, but I have a question for you, Rich.
Shoot.
When is WWE going to change the ring ropes for pay-per-views and get a new set, okay? I really need to know this.
Apparently, everybody needs to know this.
There's an entire... I get all those DMs every day. Multiple. I can't even... What was that?
I think an insect flew into my coffee before.
Oh, and you drank it?
No, I did not drink it.
Did it go in your mouth?
Yes, it did.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And the Painmaker's coming back. So he said he's breaking the Painmaker for this match. He also claimed that he was in the first ever barbed wire death match in Canadian history at the age of 22. I'm curious to see what the hell this match was. I thought it was a great promo. What did you think?
I thought it was awesome. I feel like Jericho's having the run of his life, to be honest with you. I also think that next time we go to our wrestling show together, we should both do makeup, but non-wrestling related. Like we should do like Twisted Sister makeup.
Oh, okay. You don't want to be a juggalo?
I don't want to be a juggalo. Kiss makeup, I've always wanted to do.
Can I tell you?
Have Mr. Gonzo be the demon.
Our buddy Coco, he's the epitome of a juggalo.
he really is.
Yeah, I have to tell you a great Coco story.
Please.
I have a great Coco story. He's writing a book.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it called My Life as the Number One Juggalo?
My Life as the Number One. My Life Wishing to be a Juggalo. What did you think of the Moxley match?
Yeah, Takeshita, man. Takeshita is...
awesome.
Takeshita is future Okada.
Dude, they're making this guy look great.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good.
You want to hear my theory with him?
Yeah.
I think they're going to put the ROH title on him. Sooner than later.
You know what? He'd be great for ROH to kind of build there. Him and Mox had a great match.
Yeah.
Okay? And there were moments that the crowd wanted him to win a lot because it was a non-title match.
Yep.
But they beat the crap out of each other. I mean, they made Takeshita look great. He should start winning on TV now.
I think so. And also, like, I like that the announcers were saying about, we're talking about how he started his career when he was like 16 or something and has had a 10-year career.
A prodigy. Christian Cage came out, cut a promo on Pillman Jr.
Great.
He said Pillman's dad, Pillman Sr., would be appalled knowing his last contribution was Pillman Jr.
Great.
Luchasaurus came out.
Pillman Jr. also getting big.
Is he getting big or is he getting beefy?
Getting beefy.
I like Pillman. Let's see. Luchasaurus came out, destroyed Griff Garrison. They did a thing on the TV where Griff kind of looked like Jungle Boy, and it put Luchasaurus in a trance, and he murdered him, and he murdered Brian Pillman, and he left. So this was a great match.
Yeah.
Claudio and Jake Hager.
Dude, ridiculous.
Jake's great.
Big dude.
I said this last week.
Yeah, they have good. These are two, I think, of their best bigger guys.
You want to talk about a rehab of somebody?
Absolutely.
From Jack Swagger to Jake Hager.
Yep.
Okay. This is a guy, and I think we spoke about this last week.
Yes.
He was a guy that they wanted to shoot to the moon. They saw it in him. WWE saw it in Jake Hager. They thought they had a world champion star. He's tall. He's big. He's muscular. He's a great amateur wrestler.
Yep.
Like a real deal, legitimate, tough dude. And it just went nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a little too soon. You know, he wasn't haggard enough.
There you go.
Nice, right? You like that.
Nice play on words.
I think that played a big part in him. And then they gave him that We the People gimmick, which got over to a certain, you know.
It got over, and then he got caught with marijuana, and then it became Weed the People.
Weed the People.
Remember that? That's kind of what killed it.
Yeah, he got caught. He got caught. And then I think like there was a big problem because Dutch's daughter had died due to a DUI.
Oh,
and
my
that
God,
was a
man.
Little bit of, you know. Not great for Jake.
Do they still have like a marijuana policy in WWE or no at this point?
No, I think that's gone.
Yeah.
You just can't drive, obviously, if you're
right.
You know, stoned. I thought this was such a good big man match.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I really enjoyed that style. Because, you know, they did a lot of the stuff they did was what they would do in WWE, just better. I'm telling you, man. Listen, Jake Hager's not a world... He's not going to be, like, AEW world champion. He's not going to be the number one guy in that company. But you sometimes don't need to be. And he fills in such an unbelievable supporting role.
He's having fun.
He's having fun. He looks great. He looks legitimate in that. Mm-hmm. In his whole thing, I absolutely loved it. I got to tell you. Big ups to both of those guys.
Also, you know what really pops me is when JR is really into who's in the ring. That guy loves Claudio.
He likes Hager too. He likes the side. These are too big. What did he say? He called them something.
Big houses. House. Too big houses.
Is that what he said? Is that how he said it? Yeah.
That's my JR impression, by the way. It's very slow. It's just two big houses in the ring.
You just slow it down. Mm-hmm. Half speed.
Serena D beat Anna Jay in Anna Jay's home state. They did a classic wrestling.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And then the awesome tag team championship match to end the show. Swerve in Our Glory, beating the Young Bucks and Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs to win the championship. Lots of action. Tension was teased. Keith Lee is like immortal. JR at one point said, I think, that he's 400 pounds.
How did he say?
400 pounds.
Keith Lee's huge. He's gigantic.
Big dude.
Swerve's good. I think it was a great call.
And Ricky was the guy to take the pin.
The guy to take the pin, so you protected the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where do you go from here? I thought the end result here would have been Bucks and FTR winner take all, right?
Yeah.
And I still think they need to do something, but I do not think they need to take these titles off of Swerve and Keith Lee.
Not soon.
I don't even think they should do it at the next pay-per-view.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
I really don't.
They're a
great tag team. But, or you could do, maybe they're involved in it too. Them, the Bucks, and FTR in a winner take all moment. You can still protect somebody, you know, but I don't know. It needs to be a one on one, that match. I really thought they would do it now. I still fear that they may do it with the Bucks and FTR, but I doubt Swerve and Strickland, Jesus. Swerve and Lee need to hold on to this title. I think it's a great... Listen, Strickland's doing fantastic stuff, right? And he's just building his stuff. Keith Lee came in hot, and it was very cold.
Yeah.
He had that first moment, and it was cool, so he didn't really... Obviously, he went on a honeymoon. He had stuff going on. So I think now they finally got it going.
Yeah. He's a big dude, man. He's another, like, really giant guy. I wouldn't mind seeing...
You want to give him a hug?
I do. I wouldn't mind seeing a Keith Lee-Claudio match.
Ooh.
Yeah. And like Claudio somehow hits like a ridiculous uppercut.
I like that. Yeah, man. Great match.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite match? Was that your favorite match? The favorite moment of the night?
Yeah, I think so. For sure. And the Mox match.
Mine was the Claudio one, man. I don't know why. I got so into it.
I think they're going to put that belt on.
My edible could have kicked, right? Though. Wow. That could have been the moment, yeah. But they're so big. He's so big. I kept saying that to Jess.
He's so big. He's like with your face in front of the television.
Yeah.
He's so big.
Look how big he is. He's so big. Very good stuff. Very good show. Very much enjoyed it. Night one. Success, you think?
I think so, too. I think so, yeah. Friday, we're getting Jonathan Gresham versus Lee Moriarty. Good story there from carrying on from last week.
I'll give a little spoiler also here.
Yeah.
Go through the card and I'll do a little spoiler.
Gun Club Speaks, and you have Lucha Brothers versus Private Party.
So if you don't want to hear the spoiler, turn it, skip ahead, like 10 seconds.
Skip ahead.
I believe they announced that Jonathan Gresham and Claudio will be for the title.
Oh, for Death Before Dishonor?
I believe so. Oh. I believe that's the spoiler. Oh, am I wrong here?
Oh my God. I'd love that, dude.
Yeah. So far for this card, by the way. You got Wheeler Yuta and Daniel Garcia going to have a great match.
Banger.
FTR and the Briscoes going to have a great match. Samoa Joe, Jay Lethal going to have a great match. Banger. Mercedes Martinez and Serena could be a fantastic match.
Yes.
I think that'll be a really good match. And if they added this, I believe so.
Gresh versus Claudio? Oh
yeah, are you there, MG? Can you verify this? Skip ahead.
Give me 1 second.
He's like, thank you.
Give me 1 second.
He didn't want to hear it. He didn't want to hear it. He skipped that.
Oh, man. He's like, spoiler alert. Better close my ear holes.
Dave D, Jake's promos are the worst. Yes, he doesn't need to cut a promo. I don't want to hear him. He's a big hoss.
Big hoss.
Big hoss. Let's see. It was heavily implied. There you go. Thank you. It was heavily implied. Listen, dude, I want to see that match. All right, Q&A time. Let's do about 10 minutes of Q&A.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
Me too.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. This is $4.99 from James Mordor. When do you guys think we're going to see Kip Sabian? Very interested in his new gimmick. Yeah.
Are you going to put on something a little sexy for your birthday tonight?
No.
You're not going to put on like show a little cleavage?
No.
To Vicky? You're not going to come out in like a... No?
Okay. No.
I thought you would.
No. I'm just going to wear my Motorhead shirt.
Yeah, perfect.
Drink beers all afternoon.
Pants. And no pants.
No pants.
Yeah, love it.
When do you
Socks
guys...
Socks on.
Yep. Yep. We need that traction. Yeah. It was $4.99 from James Mordor. When do you think we're going to go? When do you think we're going to see Kip Sabian? Very interested in his new gimmick. Later than sooner, I think.
They haven't really done much with him. They gave him a little push in the beginning, right?
He got hurt.
He got hurt. Yeah.
He had I think he was teamed with one of the dudes that was let go.
I forgot what he
Jimmy
was doing.
Jimmy Havoc. I think he was with Jimmy.
He was.
Havoc.
Yeah, but that was early on, right?
Yeah, and then he got hurt. And he did a little thing with Penelope Ford and Rusev, Miro, right?
Mm.
I don't know, man. I feel like we always talk about this. I think it's really tough for a worker like Kip Sabian at this point with this landscape in AEW to make a big splash, you know?
It's hard.
I think one of the guys who's a standout who I think will be just fine, Ricky Starks.
Yeah, for like the smaller guys.
Ricky Starks is very talented. His personality. I think it's not even at this point. I don't even think it's work rate. I think it's personality that will put you on that stage.
He's on the spectrum of Dwayne, right?
Ricky Starks.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
You know who else? Who else would you put on there? I got one.
Who's Charmin?
No. That like a little Rock. They have that like rockish in them. Like I feel like he's taken some from the Rock.
Yeah, you
could tell that. Ricochet's another one. The early Ricochet promos. He was doing the eyebrow and everything.
Yeah,
he's another one. There has to be more. There has to be more Dwayne's out there.
There's got to be more Dwayne's out there. This is from that Bean.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, just to clarify that Claudio is. Sorry, I'm sorry, Claudio. Looks like that segment will air, and after that, they'll make it official.
Thank you so
after,
much.
After tomorrow cool. night.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, MJ.
Thank you. That Bean.
I feel like he made that up.
He did. He just made up the whole thing.
That Bean, cheers to Zarian.
What is that? What is that avatar? Oh, my precious. Oh, my boy.
Cheers to Zarian providing sexy tech support to Rich and the boys. Also, happy birthday, Rich. Thank you.
You want me to give you more sexy tech support? Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Hold on.
Here it comes.
Hit the Control-Alt-Delete.
Is that what you say to your wife? Hit the Control-Alt-Delete?
Escape. Hit escape.
Hit escape. Control-Z. Control-Z.
Control-Z. That's all I do, man. Just Control-Z it.
Let's see. Here we go. This is from Joe, 9824. When do you all think Edge returns? I can see it being SummerSlam or Raw after SummerSlam, but I feel like Madison Square Garden would be a cooler place for it.
They're at MSG in a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next week? Yeah, next Monday. They're at MSG. Not this coming Monday, the following Monday.
Two Mondays.
The 25th. I may go to that show.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe.
Aren't you taking the kids?
Yeah, I was saying, but my hips are really effed up, dude.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I'm not okay. It's bad.
You could probably get, like, some kind of assistance.
I think if I called WWE, like, I honestly think if I was like, hey, guys, listen, I want to come, but can you get somebody to, like, carry me like a big baby?
They get one, like
Shanky would carry me.
Can you guys dust off the Macho Man throne and have somebody carry me in?
No, I want someone just like, no, but like they treat me like a little baby. It's like cradle me.
Oh, you
want
to be cradled?
Yeah. Shanky. I want Shanky to do it.
This is from Heather. When do you guys think we'll see Bailey back? I'm very interested in when she will come
back.
Dude,
that's a great question. Bailey was, I mean, I was told that they had her for coming back a long time ago. And she had a couple setbacks. I know that, but I don't know now. Maybe they just don't have anything in the program for her, and they don't want to bring her back and have her just go on TV. But I think that's, you know, it is interesting. Look at that core, right? The core of that whole boom, the women's revolution. Yeah. Who's left?
Oh, that's a good question.
Charlotte's like in and out. Charlotte's there, but like she's not on TV. Bailey's not on TV.
Sasha's gone.
Sasha's gone.
Naomi's gone.
Naomi's gone, but Serena's gone. Paige is gone.
Wow, yeah.
AJ Lee left, right? That was the beginning of all of that. That was like the mix.
Rhonda's
there. Yeah, but Rhonda's later. Like that original core.
Ruby Riott's gone.
Yeah.
Asuka. Asuka's still in the
Asuka's
mix.
Asuka's there.
Very interesting that, I don't know, man. I don't know what to make of there. Sometimes you're like, oh, what a great women's division. And then you're like, when you look at all the holes in it that happened over the last couple of years, you're like, why can't they keep these people happy?
I think the peak of their women's division was probably that Ronda Rousey, Becky, and Charlotte WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that show went on so late, it hurt it a little bit.
Yeah.
But that was the pinnacle for them. I mean, think about it this way. Three women headlining, like two of them were their franchises, right? The effort that they put in.
Yeah.
Out of the four, that core. You have Ronda Rousey, one of the biggest athletes, probably at the time, arguably the biggest female athlete in the world.
Yeah.
Recognizable.
Straight up.
Who else? Serena. You know, Serena. Venus.
Yeah.
You know, like female athletes. And, you know, you kind of had that high note, and now you're rebuilding again.
Nia Jax is done.
Nia's gone, yeah.
Very interesting, yeah. Natalia will never leave.
Natty won't ever leave.
Natty will never leave. This is, you want to do one more?
Yeah.
This is $10 from Cadillac Carson. Happy birthday, Rich. Thank you. Hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you. Does anyone know what happened to Zelina?
No, I don't.
That's another one.
That's another one she's missing. Maybe she's hurt. I don't know. I could find out.
Yeah, very interesting. Like, I the women's division for WWE is very interesting, especially because like over the last few years, they've really proven that like it's the big time glitz and glam of women's wrestling. You know what I mean? And I'm not counting the Joshi stuff, but I'm saying like over like Impact, Ring of Honor, and AEW, they really put a ton of production into these matches, right? From the outfits to the entrances to the personalities.
Yes.
But then it seems like over the last year and a half, whatever work they did was on a shaky foundation, and this has completely crumbled. Check, please.
It has crumbled.
That's it.
Yeah. Zelina's hurt.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, so where does WWE go from here with the women's division? Do you rebuild it? Do you try to make more stars?
Well, they are, right? Liv is one of that. Liv, Bianca.
Right.
Who else? Liv and Bianca really have been getting the push out of that new crop.
Where's Io Shirai?
Where's Io? Yeah. Right. Dave is saying that she's done.
There you go.
She's wrapping up.
They lost Kairi Sane.
Kairi Sane, they lost.
I don't want to say like there has to be something wrong, but it just seems like a flawed system to have so much of your talent kind of like almost like disappear and fall by the wayside, you know?
Yeah, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Too many moving parts.
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah. What else do we have?
I think that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
No.
It's 11:30.
Oh, we got to wrap up. Yeah. All right. All right, a couple questions there. You guys see WWE signing Mandy Leon? They would have signed her by now if they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Rich. Have a wonderful day. Does anyone know what happened to Zelina? We read that one. Bayley versus Liv would be solid. I'm into that. I'm into Liv having the title.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys, that's it. Let's wrap it up.
All right.
You got stuff to do. I got to run out. I got a lot of stuff going on today. Guys, I'll be back on Sunday with Wrestling Observer Live, 6 p.m. East on F4W. And that's it. All right, guys. Love you all. Take care.
Later, guys.